This is twice in 1 week now. Three times in the last week where a national personality honestly has made a fool of themselves. First, it was Greeny a week ago saying the Ravens are unbeatable, can't be stopped with Derrick Henry and Lamar. What do? They lose to the Browns a few days later. Earlier in the week, we played that audio from Mike Renner of CBS Sports saying the Chiefs are a fake undefeated team.
Yeah.
Then on Fox Sports Radio, which, yes, does air on this station overnights and on the weekends at times, Rob Parker, along with Chris Broussard, were talking about the Chiefs, particularly the offense. They made a comparison between Mahomes and another NFL quarterback, and I don't honestly know how you can even say this out loud. And like there's just no way you believe it. And there's no, like, I really question your intelligence. Like, we've all been wrong about predictions and things like that, but there's some things you say and you're like, you don't believe this.
Kansas City Chiefs, they were making moves because we already know their offense is stinky. Patrick Mahomes is worse than Daniel Jones.
Oh, yes. Boy. We don't know this. You know this. We don't know this.
Rob G, there was they made a trade, correct? And there it is. So if the minions who are like, "Oh, Patrick Mahomes, he got his help. He needs receiver help. He got it." Pump the brakes. As usual, the Kansas City Chiefs did the bare minimum. I didn't even know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league.
Oh,
he only, what is he, 40? He's not even a starter anymore. He gets like 40% of the snaps. I didn't, really? That's who you go get. Stop shopping at Goodwill. Go to Saks Fifth Avenue. That's where the Jets went. That's where the Buffalo Bills went. And guess what, Kelvin?
What's
guess
that?
Who's available?
Who?
Cooper Kupp is available. How about Cooper Kupp Kansas City? They had Patrick Mahomes sign a bogus deal telling them, "Hey, take less money. We'll keep the band together. You have a chance to win and win and win." And all they do now is they bring back rejects and return items.
What the hell is that?
It's the typical response. It's why I tweeted it out and people are like, "Oh, you're being negative." It's like, well, who's going to be the national media type to talk up the Ravens and anybody but the Kansas City Chiefs? Saks Fifth Avenue, the Jets. Let's not use the Jets as an example for anything for how they shop.
Yeah, that was Rob Parker on the Odd Couple.
Well, Rob Parker is so interesting. He this is credibility.
Kelvin Washington.
He went after Tom Brady hard and always has. Called him the Loat instead of the Goat, the luckiest of all time.
Okay.
Like, he wouldn't even vote for Tom Brady, he said, for the Hall of Fame. That shows you, kind of, just to put in perspective, like, what you're dealing with. When you're dealing with this a-hole, you're dealing with nonsense, people that are uneducated in what they're talking about with the National Football League, which is funny because he was all over Brady back in 14. Brady went to 5 Super Bowls after everybody said the benching, but that's a different story. But he's going after the best of the best. It is about shopping small. It is about, watch a renovation show. It is about flipping a house and making a ton of money. Seriously, it's about buying a $100,000 house and flipping it for $300,000. It's what the Chiefs do. They're the master flippers. You come in here, you find somebody that fits the scheme, fits the offense, is the perfect fit, and you win. The bottom line is wins and losses, not Saks Fifth Avenue or shopping where the Chiefs do. That is nonsense. I'm tired of hearing about a second-place team in their division currently being better than the Chiefs.
That piece of audio is way worse than the audio from earlier in the week. Right, way worse. The earlier in the week,
it was terrible.
Fake undefeated, was bad, but whatever. That entire rant, if you want to call it that, from Rob Parker, it just made no sense. Comparing Patrick Mahomes to Daniel Jones, first and foremost, didn't know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league. The dude had over 1,000 yards last year.
And do what the Jets do? Who the hell says that? You lose all your credibility when you say do what the Jets do.
And that comment was made before the Jets even won last night, so it was even dumber at the time. I honestly, like, one of the most idiotic things I've heard when it comes to somebody talking about the Chiefs. Like, it's one thing to believe in another football team like Greeny did, believing in the Ravens or whatever. That's fine, whatever. But to make comparisons about a guy that's going to go down probably as the greatest quarterback of all time to Daniel Jones and talk about how they're not doing enough and they need to go get Cooper Kupp. The reason why they are a dynasty is because they don't make the dumb trade that gives up a first or second round pick for a guy that can't stay healthy and doesn't help their team. Stupid.
They, they don't go out and get things that are going to anchor the organization as a problem in the future. It's about opening windows. It's about keeping that window alive. It's about Brett Veach sitting there at the Super Bowl parade against the Eagles after they won that one, saying, holding up the Lombardi Trophy, saying, might go down as the best quote in history of Kansas City, says, this is what a rebuild looks like, as he's holding up the Lombardi, because that's what they did. They relied on five rookie defensive backs in that game. They had a seventh-round running back in Pacheco doing the damage. You have to do these things and be smarter than everybody else to win football games. What the Chiefs are is just smarter than everybody else, and everybody else has a problem. It's almost tough to stomach these shows anymore, and I bring it up all the time. I used to say it on the Chiefs post game all the time. Tune in tomorrow, because you're not going to be able to stomach NFL Network and everything if the Chiefs lost. I said, you're going to be able to stomach, because they're going to tell you how bad they suck. But you know better than that. But just finding different reasons to put them down when they keep winning. This team has won 13 straight games. They have beat the Ravens twice in the last 12 months, including at their place. But yet these idiotic takes keep coming out about this football team when we lose sight of the biggest thing. It's about winning and losing. That's the toughest thing in the NFL to do is win. And there they'll bring up, oh, they're barely winning games. Well, not really, because the last 3 weeks the Chiefs have been putting separation on teams. And you know as well as I do, Alex, winning even by 3 points in the NFL is good enough. Right. Winning by 7 points, you get to 10, you're blowing somebody out at that point, what teams do. But again, Patrick Mahomes has only lost 4 games in his history by more than one score. They can't find me another quarterback like that. They can't. They can't find another quarterback that's gone the 6 straight AFC title games in his first 6 years. You know what? Because that guy doesn't exist. The people think they exist, but they don't. Mahomes is doing things that nobody's ever done. Mahomes is 15-3 in the postseason. Only Joe Montana and Tom Brady have more postseason wins. And Joe Montana's going down this year because he only sits one ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
Did they also include fart noises in their show with his take? Did I hear that right? At the
Kansas
beginning?
City Chiefs, they were making moves because we already know their offense is stinky. Patrick Mahomes is worse than Daniel Jones.
Oh.
That was their audio, not ours, by the way. Offense is stinky. First of all, actually, they're up to 9th in points per game in the NFL.
They're 2.2 spots higher than the Bills.
Actually, where do the Jets rank?
Two spots higher than the Bills.
I'm not sure where the Jets rank. I don't give them much attention.
Well, according,
I'll tell you real quickly.
The Jets are on Saks Fifth Avenue, though.
That's
they're going to
that's
Saks
where they're shopping.
Fifth.
Yeah, they're all in.
Aren't they out of business now too? Like Applebee's.
The Jets are definitely. He's right in the shopping term. I'll give him credit on one thing. He's correct. The Jets are all in. They have racked up and max limited all their credit cards, maxed them all out.
How's that going?
And they're screwed, and they have no plan to actually how to repay it back. That is, he's correct. That is the Jets.
They're 24th in points scored per game. By the way, Drew. The Chiefs are 9th. Hmm. Yeah, big difference.
I guess that show airs overnights or something. Is that right on this station?
We call Tom Brady the luckiest of all time.
Luckily, normally after hours with either Drew or Bink or Mac is on the air instead of that crap that we just.
We did talk about that last night too. That was a there's only because with the Chiefs they don't have to go and get Amari Cooper for them to be fine because of what we saw last season. They have the best GM. They have the best defensive coordinator. They have the best head coach. They got the greatest quarterback. As long as you have that, I guess, that quadrant.
Do you agree with this, Drew?
You're good.
Because you're kind of, outside of the equation with this team. If you ask
All in. He's in the circle now, of trust.
If you had all 32 GMs select, they could have any quarterback they want in the NFL. How many are taking Patrick Mahomes and how many are not? Because I'm saying 32 are.
I would say.
I think all 32 would.
Has to be all 32.
He's only 29.
We will have all 32 coming up next.
Yeah, I would say all 32. Probably.
No. So those are the people that know. The ones sitting in those front offices. That's why the Chiefs are in the catbird seat. They can draft well. They develop well. They can make great trades.
What's so funny,
Somebody
Drew?
From the 620 said the Jets put the sack in Saks Fifth Avenue. Jeez.
Is Saks Fifth Avenue even open anymore?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It didn't go the way of Applebee's?
I don't think so.
Saks Fifth Avenue is still around.
Saks Fifth Avenue is a high-end store.
I mean, I wouldn't shop there, so
I don't know. The Jets are shopping high-end. They went and got Aaron Rodgers. High-end.
Devontae Adams.